You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning, everybody. 30 years ago, the Congress passed the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. The so-called FISA courts are up for reauthorization, and the Senate may vote on the reauthorization of the FISA courts later on today. The FISA Act and those particular courts are at the center of a number of debates that emerged after September 11th and the Bush administration's handling of U.S. security. There are certainly a number of lawsuits that were spurred by the Bush administration's use of the FISA courts. And in some sense, the legislation that's being dealt with in Congress today is a way of dealing with some of those lawsuits and concerns. The Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act has already been passed by the House of Representatives, and among the provisions, among the controversial provisions, are providing immunity from for telecommunications companies from being sued for sharing or for conducting illegal wiretapping or federally authorized wiretapping on behalf of the Bush administration. Joining us now is Maryland Senator Benjamin Cardin. He's going to vote on this bill, is considering the bill. He's also a member of the Senate Judiciary Committee. Senator, thank you very much for joining us.
Good morning. It's a pleasure to be with you.
What do you make of the House compromise on this FISA Act, and how different might the bill be in the Senate?
Well, there's no question that the House improved the bill. Certainly, the civil liberty provisions and the oversight provisions on the authority given to the president has been improved. I particularly appreciate the adding of exclusivity, meaning that this is the exclusive way in which the president can use the foreign surveillance. The problem, quite frankly, is that the Bush administration has abused the power of its office on spying on, in some cases, Americans. And we're trying to make sure we have the right authority so that the intelligence community can get the information which is important to protect us. We want to do it in a way that protects the civil liberties and privacy of the people of this country.
Senator, some will look at this compromise, though, and think that in a certain way, it actually is allowing for some of the abuses that the Bush administration conducted. It's basically providing legislative basis for some of the behaviors that were so controversial. How do you think that this bill will address those abuses?
Well, I think the area that will get the most attention is granting the telephone companies retroactive immunity. I think most of us understand that the telephone companies were acting under extraordinary pressure from the president. But we don't want this to be precedent for the future, taking away from our courts the ability to act as a check and balance on the president's powers. I think that is the most controversial provision here as to what the appropriate role the court should be in this process. And quite frankly, I would like to strengthen the court's roles.
Do you believe that all wiretaps asked for by the executive should be warranted? In other words, should be submitted to a court and a warrant should be granted by a judge?
No, not at all. If it involves foreign surveillance, then where Americans are not involved, the intelligence community has current authority, and they should be able to proceed without getting permission from the courts. Our concern is when an American is a target or information is obtained from Americans, and the intelligence community is aware of this. We want to make sure that Americans are protected, whether they're in the United States or abroad.
What do you think will be the effect on the 40 lawsuits that have been filed against telecommunications companies because of some of those wiretaps as a result of this bill passing, if it does indeed pass?
If the bill passes, there is a minimal court review of the process used by the telecommunication companies. I think most experts believe that if this legislation were passed, the telecommunication companies' lawsuits would be dismissed.
All right. I I hesitate to ask you this, but have you made up your mind about this bill? You don't have to tell me what your vote is.
It's a comprehensive bill, so I have not made up my mind as to how I will vote if it's presented as a take it or leave it. I am hopeful that amendments will be in order. I certainly will support changes in the immunity sections. I think that that's not what we should be doing. On the other hand, I do believe that the intelligence community needs to have authority to deal with modern technology. There's no question that when you have what we call foreign-to-foreign communication that travels through the United States, that the intelligence community needs to be able to gather that information when no Americans are involved.
Senator Benjamin Cardin, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Democratic Senator Benjamin Cardin is one of the senators who will be voting on the FISA reauthorization bill. He's a senator from Maryland and is a member of the Senate Judiciary Committee.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.